Now, tonight is Eurosong on the Late Late Show, where six acts will compete to represent Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest. It'll be in Basel in Switzerland. Henry McKean has been backstage and he's with me now. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Pat. Good
morning. What can we expect tonight?
Well, it's going to be more Celtic. It's going to be a little bit more Irish, whoever we send to Basel in May at the 69th Eurovision Song Contest. And song is so important because sometimes the staging can take over. People at home, you at home watching, you can vote. The winner tonight will go on to Eurovision representing Ireland, and you'll be in front of an audience of 160 million people. It's a massive global audience. Tonight's six contestants are, you can watch them tonight on the TV at 9:35 on the Late Late. Bobby Arlo performing Power Play, Railta performing Fire, Adji performing Run Into the Night, Emmy performing Like a Party, Niall, spelt N-I-Y-L, performing Growth, and Samantha Mumba performing My Way. And let's hear from Samantha Mumba, and this is a little bit of her song too.
Hello, I'm Samantha Mumba.
Samantha, I was actually dancing to Body to Body.
Tell me you were doing a body roll. Tell me you were getting into it.
In the kitchen before I met you.
Oh,
and my
amazing.
Son was saying, can you please stop singing that song? But, you know, this song is My Way. You started out when you were just 17 years of age. Got to tell you, sorry, I had to throw in a terrible pun there. But for you, you've got through the LA fires. You're here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. You want to go to Eurovision. Why now?
Just the timing is good for me. Just and more so, it's very much so a personal thing. Where I'm at in my headspace, where I'm at in my life. I'm very, very driven and focused now. And I don't know that I would have had that focus a few years ago, to be honest.
And you could have done with the time machine. I'll stop with the terrible puns. I'll stop it.
No, I'm not mad at it.
But, like, you feel confident. You think Ireland and the judges will get behind you.
That is out of my control, unfortunately. But I feel confident in the song, and I feel confident in the amount of work that we've put into it and the performance. And so, you know, that's all I can do at this point.
Samantha Mumba, best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Just a touch of Samantha Mumba with My Way. You can hear the rest, of course, tonight on The Late Late Show. Henry, what other contestants did you meet?
I also got to meet Niall from Limerick. And we hear a little bit of the song Growth.
The music that I make celebrates the kind of traditional roots of Ireland and then that modern kind of electronic twist, and I think it represents the incredible sound that Ireland is making in terms of artists at the moment. So for a chance to represent that on a national, international platform is something that's very important to me, and I think I can do a stellar job of it.
Yeah, so my name is Bobby Arlo. I'm a 26-year-old singer-songwriter from Dublin.
Bobby, Power Play.
Yeah.
You're very, very excited about this. What does it mean to try and get out there to Switzerland, to Basel, and represent Ireland in Eurovision?
It's something that I haven't actually mentally processed yet, if I'm honest. Like, it doesn't seem like a real life thing, and everything's moving so quickly, so I haven't processed the win yet, if it is a thing. But to even just off the top of my head, if I got to represent Ireland, it would be incredible, because I'm a very, very proud Irish person, and I'm proud of my art, and hopefully it will do the country justice.
You are influenced by Bambi. You love Bambi. You're a Bambi Thug fan.
Yeah.
And you're one of the favourites. Bambi really opened doors, didn't they?
I feel like Bambi took the brunt of all the alt scene coming out of Ireland, because I think it was so different to what Ireland has sent previously that, like, there was so much pushback. And I think Bambi opened the doors and allowed more diversity to come into the competition. And that's why I think I'm here today.
My name's Railta, and I really want to go to Eurovision because I'm gorgeous.
Your song, Fire, very earthy, beautiful sound. Tell us, you're from rural Ireland, whereabouts?
Past Tuam. I kind of start there because you have to figure out people know Tuam first, and then I'm from Dunmore. So yeah, just lots of, my dad's a farmer, so we got cows and sheep and no neighbours.
No neighbours. Why do you want to go to Eurovision? Why do you want to go to Switzerland?
I just really want to show off what I can do. I think there's a lot in me, and I'm really, this is my life, just creating music and sharing it with others. So to have that on the European stage, unbelievable. 10 out of 10, 12 points.
And that was just a touch of Fire by the dark horse Railta. Railta mentioned in today's papers, Henry.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of coverage in today's papers, and there was a huge amount of press there, including Kirsty Blake-Knox in the Irish Independent. She did also have a chat with Railta. And the whole boycott, the Israel boycott, we could see it again this year. Remember last year, Bambi Thug coming sixth, there was a storm, you could say, out there in Malmö. I was there myself for it. And basically, Reuta is reserving her position because last year she did sign that petition, that boycott petition. She's reserving her position. If she makes it through, will she even go? So that Israel question is still very much there. And Israel are sending a October 7th survivor from that Nova Festival to represent them. So it's not going away, that question. Here is Michael Keeley, head of the Irish delegation of the Eurovision. And I ask him, is the Late Late the right place to host Eurosong? And should it be a separate event?
Well, in the absence of money to do it on any bigger stage, this is the biggest stage that we can offer them in RTE in terms of an RTE programme. And, you know, and if you go next door and have a look at our stage, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think we've really, made it look something special this year. I think we've been gradually evolving the Eurosong on the Late Late Show over the last number of years. And I think we're getting to a place where, you know, people can be reasonably proud of what we're doing here now.
Last year it was a roller coaster with Bambi. Again, Ireland are performing with Israel in the second semi-final. Israel are more than likely going to send a survivor from the Nova Festival from October 7th. She had to hide for hours and pretend to be dead. That could lead to a difficult atmosphere. Do we need to concentrate on the music?
People need to concentrate on the music. It is a music competition. It's a song contest. It's not a political event. And, it's like Israel are members of the EBU and they're entitled to take part. So, and they're entitled to send whoever they want. And they're let's remember, this isn't the Israeli government sending an artist. This is the broadcaster in Israel, Kan. They're similar to RTE. They're an independent public service broadcaster. So it is a competition amongst broadcasters, not amongst governments. I think people need to remember that. I'm a big fan of keeping politics out of this competition. I know it's not entirely possible all the time, that it's not a perfect world we live in, but, you know, I think it's one opportunity, you know, for a few hours every year for people to come together and forget about what divides us.
Michael, I had the privilege to listen to all 50 songs. Well, there was 300, but I got to listen to 50. And out of those 50, one of them is in the final six, which is the one about the Soviet dog in space, the Norwegian girl, Emmy, yeah. Representing Ireland if she gets through. That was my favourite. I shouldn't have a favourite, if not Samantha Mumba. Who do you think will make it?
Oh, you can't ask me that, Henry.
You can't say.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't possibly say. And do you know what? Funny enough, I watched two rehearsals this morning, and I think it's anybody's guess what way it's going to go. I think they're all really, really good this year. And I know that's a really diplomatic answer and not the answer you want to hear, but I would be happy to go to Basel with any of those.
Now, that was Michael Keeley, head of the Irish delegation for Eurovision. Did you meet any other acts, Henry?
I did. Adji and his sister Jenny performing Run Into the Night. They worked with Ukraine's 2022 winner, the Kalish Orchestra. And you will hear their song too in this clip.
We just kind of like jam together sometimes. Yeah. I'm a songwriter, she's a fiddle player. It took us a long time to kind of come together and then start playing and jamming. But there's something, you know, I write a certain style of music, she plays a certain style of music, but when we come together, we definitely seem to make some sort of, it's a fusion of like both of our styles, which tends to go down a sort of a modern pop traditional route.
When I hear some of his songs, I'm like, oh, I come into the, and I just see what I can do with the fiddle, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This one, it felt really sort of organic.
Hi, I'm Emmy. I'm 24 years old, and I'm competing in this year's Eurosong with Laika Party, and I'm so honored to be here.
Emmy, you wrote the song with your brother. It's about a Soviet dog in space. You're from Norway. How did you end up entering Eurosong?
We did this songwriting camp in Norway, and there was a songwriter that flew from Ireland to Norway to attend this camp. So since the song is partly Irish, it was very natural for us to send it here, and I'm so glad we did.
For you, what do you love about your song? The fact that it's about a Soviet dog up there in space?
You know, I just thought that her real story is really, really sad. So I wanted to create a scenario where she doesn't die, but where she lives on, you know, and is having her own part in the sky and eternal happiness instead of instead of the real story, because, yeah, I really think it's so sad, the real story.
Because the dog does die coming back to Earth, freezes to death.
She dies, yeah, and it's I just don't want that to be true, you know. So I just wanted to create a scenario where that's not the truth. Yeah.
My son is 6. It's his favorite song. He loved the song. You want to go to Switzerland, don't you, represent Ireland?
Yeah, and thank you so much for saying that. It means a lot that he likes it. And yeah, that would definitely be an honor. Definitely, for sure.
Now that's Emmy, the Norwegian act, a massive TikTok account, and can be seen eating Irish food and doing dances. But Henry, not all previous winners support the Late Late format.
No, they don't. And Emmy, by the way, yeah, she is my favourite. Fantastic. I was just dancing there. But you're right, not everyone supports the format. Perhaps it's time to change it. Here is 1994 Rock and Roll Kids Eurovision winner Charlie McGettigan, who won it with this parish's Paul Harrington. He joins us from Leitrim.
I think Bambi Thug did really well last year because it was a very visual experience. And I think we need to be looking at that as well if we want to win the Eurovision. With that idea in mind, I think it might be better if we have the National Song Contest, or the Euro Song as it's called now, which chooses which song represents Ireland in the Eurovision. I think it would be better, like we did in 1994, have that contest in a concert hall, which we had it in the Limerick University Concert Hall. And we have so many good concert halls now that the Borgash would be an ideal place to have it. You could have a paying audience. And as well as that, you'd have a huge performance space. I mean, I love the Late Late Show to bits, but the performance space is what, 50 or 60 square feet that you've got to project what you're going to be like when you go to the main Eurovision stage, which is almost impossible. So with that in mind, I think it would be a good idea to take it out of the Late Late Show studio and put it on in somewhere like the Borgash and have it as a large event, and as well as that, it could make revenue from people buying tickets, etc.
That's Charlie McGettigan there. You know, you get shades of the Late Late Toy Show, the musical, moving into a big space.
Oh, let's not
and
go there.
Depending on tickets selling to pay for it. Anyway, Henry, thank you very much for that. And your money's on Leica.
My money is on Leica.
Party.
Absolutely. Emmy, brilliant. Or Samantha Mumba. But I think it's actually going to be Bobby Arlo who's going to win.
All right, Henry McKean, thank you very much.